James Maloney joins us. G'day, Jimmy.
Hey, TK, how are you, Loz?
Going very well, mate. How's the preparation been?
Mate, it's been really good. Obviously, a different feel for myself coming into a dead rubber with the series locked up. So it's been really enjoyable. Like, everyone's had a lot of fun in camp, but we've also probably trained harder this camp than we have the first two. So I think that sort of points to the fact there won't be any sort of complacency and everyone's still sort of got their mind on the job ahead.
Attitude will be key. We'll probably know that in the opening 15 minutes exactly how the Queenslanders will be in New South Wales. But your attitude is that everyone will be switched on?
I think so. The way we've trained, I think there's been a bit of a focus. Queensland have probably beat us in the opening stages in the first two games. So it'll probably be a bit of a focus for us. So hopefully our boys come, flying out of the gates.
Yeah, while you've won the series, Jimmy, you can also wreck the careers of a lot of players tonight. Because Queensland, they're under the pump. There has been some talk in the press that if they don't perform, they won't be there next year. You know, not that you want to do it, but I suppose you've got to be ruthless in this environment. If you go out there, play well tonight, win comfortably or win, some of these players you mightn't have to front up against again, which should be a big feather in New South Wales' cap, I believe, because they've been doing that to New South Wales players for a long time.
Yeah, it's got to hold some sort of pull. You can definitely, you got to hold some scars if we go 3-0 tonight. And I think you can always try and justify if, they manage to get the one today, they can sort of say, look, we had our opportunities game two, we just didn't quite get there. It's definitely a big focus and it's something that hasn't been done very often, I think in the dominance that Queensland had, they only did it once to us. So, it's a big statement and, it's a statement that we'd love to make.
The reaction around town, mate, Paul Gallagher was always happy to be public enemy number one up here in Queensland. I think you've taken over that role a bit. You've been stirring them up a bit, the Maroons.
Yeah, it's a weird feeling, I've never come to Queensland and had so many people congratulate us and get... I think it's all turning. I don't know. It's a bit funny for the head because you're normally getting booed and Queenslanders getting yelled out at you all the time. So it's been a funny feel, but no doubt come tonight, there'll be the same old reception. And, mate, it's what makes this game fun.
Yeah, they'll be ready for you tonight, Queensland. And playing at Suncorp, they'll grow another leg. What are you expecting from them tonight?
Yeah, I think they'll throw, much the same as they have most times. Bill will obviously add plenty in their counter-attack and that, like they did game two. He moved the ball early and asked...
Is he the focus? I mean, when you're watching the Queenslanders play, to identify their threat, is he the key player that you watch out for in the Queensland side?
I think he's a key indicator in terms of, whichever side he sits, the chances are the ball will be going there, and he's probably the one, you saw in game two that could, rally players and get plays on so much earlier and quicker than the other side. So, and then when he's around the ruck, you've got to identify that late on when guys are tired. So, he's always a bit of a focus. You've got to be aware where he is because he's always busy. He's always around the ball. So, while we haven't looked too much into Queensland, what they do, that I think it's pretty common knowledge that you need to sort of be aware of, Bill.
Yeah, and it's a number one priority of the fullback, isn't it, to actually be aware of where he is, and he can control, the spacing of your defensive line in particular in the middle and also adjust numbers to the edge. And they looked as though they attacked your right a lot more in game two than what they did in game one with Billy there, which is uncommon, I suppose, for Billy because he likes to stay more on the right edge rather than float across to the left. So they had a real go at your right edge. Are you expecting that to happen again?
Yeah, I think they've sent a little bit of traffic. Mm. I reckon both games they've probably gone more down that other side than me. I don't know if they're scared of me putting shots on them or
what. Destroy, mate. Destroy.
there's obviously a few guys there, young guys. You got Tommy. He's probably not a natural winger. I don't know whether that's why they're trying to go there, or young Nathan, Jimmy. I'm not sure what the focus is, but definitely busy. I think his natural tendency to probably play on our side of the field has been on the back of sort of Cooper Cronk being there for so long. So it doesn't matter where they go. We'll make sure we look after it, and throw plenty back at them.
Can I ask about your Penrith halves partner in Nathan Cleary? He's now a series, Origin series winning halfback. He's been rock solid in the opening two games. How much better a player, without being that sort of brilliant darting, you know, try-scoring freakish sort of halfback causing havoc, how much better a player will he be for all of this experience?
Oh, definitely better. I think, especially going back to club level, everything will just happen slower for him, so it just makes life easier. I'd love to see him try and have a big impact on tonight offensively. You know, I think while he's done everything we need and he's played so well, I think hopefully with a bit of the pressure off and there's probably no fear of, you know, stuffing up or anything like that, you know. So, have a word to him and just sort of get him to sort of take the bull by the horns there and really have a crack and throw plenty at him. So, and I think that'll be good for his development and, hopefully he does it.
Where's the improvement come tonight, Jimmy, from game one and two? What would you really like to nut out tonight and be very good at?
Yeah, look, I think we want to play more footy, ask more questions of them. Obviously, that the more footy we play against them, the more tired they get, the more running they're required to do. And, you know, that's where we've probably won the two games. We've ran the games out better than they have and in the back end. So we want to back ourselves and move the ball and, back our ability and play some footy. You got to have fine, quick play the balls and that to do that. We can't be doing that on the back foot, but hopefully we can get plenty of support and numbers and find to play the ball, and as soon as we get it, then we can move the ball.
And it's easier said than done, isn't it? You know, that's something that New South Wales have wanted to do for a long time, but sometimes you find yourself getting into that mindset of just tucking the ball, going forward and getting to a kick and getting the ball down the other end and trying to get your breath back to attack. But that's the thing that's impressed me a bit more about games one and two. You tended to move the ball a bit more than what we have done in the past and you're getting results out of it.
Yeah, I think Queensland for so long, they shorten their line right up and, that makes it hard to get that quick play of the ball. So you sort of, you know, as soon as you can get anything that's sort of half quick, you need to be prepared to move it to try and, you know, create some momentum there. So, it is hard, as you said, because the game's played under so much fatigue. The easy option is to just pull back, ruck it, and kick. But, sometimes you've got to work that little bit harder, get behind the ball and be prepared to back yourself.
What do you expect from Daly Cherry Evans? Does he take on a bit more of a leadership role and a dominant playmaker's role tonight?
Yeah, look, it's interesting. I don't think they're, you know, probably him and Munster aren't natural organising halves, so I reckon it'll be interesting in terms of how that all runs.
Slater did a lot in game two, didn't he?
Yeah, he did do a lot, and he'll do a lot again. Daly will obviously have a point to prove. There's no doubt about that. He'll want to play really well and show that he deserves to be there into the future. And but it is another combination that they've got to work on from scratch. You know, they've had two games with Ben and Cam there, so they got to start that again. So hopefully it won't be as polished as, you know, what we will be having the three games together.
Oh, sorry, Jimmy. Just one away from Origin. You'll have to play well because we saw a debut last weekend for the Penrith Panthers. He'd had a few minutes before that. Jerome Luai. Did you know he was that good? I mean, my God, he's got some moves.
Mate, he's very good. He's shown me up at training a few times. So, I've never been so excited watching a game on from the sideline. I think it's what I'm really enjoying about being out at Penrith. I get so much, you know, joy and excitement watching these young kids come through. And I was pumped for Jerome. He's such a good kid, you know, and I think everyone's seen the skills and what he can do, and he just played with so much confidence. And, he'll get better as we come along. But, it's just great to have that. I think it's the beauty of Penrith. You've got this production line of juniors coming through. And, just awesome to see. I thought Tyrone May did an awesome job with Jerome, Nath out there as well. And Wonga Blake come back, didn't miss a beat. He was on fire. So really good signs for us. Still a few guys missing, but, Really good performance from the boys.
Well, you're still in the top four, mate, and you've got players to come back into the team. It was an outstanding performance against the Warriors. I think most people thought the Warriors would win. They were close to full strength. But Penrith, they just continue to battle on and win games of footy. So that'll hold you in good stead for the end of the season, no doubt about it.
Yeah, it will. And I think we probably got a lot of energy back. I think, over this origin period, the disruptive period, I think we've sort of been lacking a little bit of intensity and energy. And I think, having some young guys come in, they obviously bring a lot of energy. And also the beauty of that side training together all week, it's been pretty disjointed, especially me and Nate, the two halves, sort of coming back and forwards, having one session with the boys and then jumping in and playing, it sort of leads to a bit of clunkiness with our attack and things like that. So we'll get over tonight and move past the representative period and really knuckle down for the back end.
Jimmy, thanks for sneaking out of camp. Before we get knocked over by all the prams and the bikes here in the Botanical Gardens, mate, good luck tonight and have a big game.
Cheers, guys. Thanks.